I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello on this wonderful Tuesday on the Ides of May. We have wonderful guests to share with you today, Jenny and Ellen from the Boulder Company. It's just really great to be able to share what they do, bring some tips about gaining confidence and having better leadership skills. Before we launch into it, I want to give a healthy habits tip for the day. I've really been concentrating on mindfulness, just exploring my own breath, being aware of what's happening to me and my body, and whether or not I'm following a particular diet plan or exercise plan, which I do try to do. I try to be really mindful and aware of what's happening on a day-to-day basis, how I'm breathing, how I'm feeling, how I'm moving. And what I want to encourage everyone to do is stop and smell the roses. Now that we're finally getting some nice weather, get moving with some outdoor activities. Most of us, I know we have listeners from everywhere, so this isn't true from everybody, but we've been restricted to indoor activities for the last few months. And now that it's finally getting nice out, it's really important that we stretch our legs and just enjoy what's out there for us. And some ways that we can get some exercise in without quote unquote working out is to do things like playing ball with the kids or the grandkids, soccer, baseball, kickball. You're bonding with the kids and getting some exercise. Biking is an amazing way to stretch out your legs. Go to a local park, around the neighborhood, challenge yourself with some hills. It can definitely become a workout pretty quickly. Gardening. I have a black thumb myself, but with warmer temperatures and sunshine, it's a great time to plant spring flowers or some vegetables. Find out what's best for your climate and create a garden. It's therapeutic and definitely allows you to stop and smell the roses. Outdoor yoga is a fantastic thing to do. Doing it through an organized group or on your own, a short session at sunrise to start your day relaxed and awakened, or at sunset, a peaceful way to close out the day. And I'd like to suggest that you explore your town. Everyone likes to travel, but looking for events, shopping at local stores, trying local restaurants, they're a great way to get yourself out and about, meet people, park in one spot, combine activities, and enjoy a stroll around the town. These are just a few options to consider in getting outside and getting some exercise. Finding a way to work 30 minutes of motion into your everyday routine is a way to just make sure that you're keeping your muscles in shape, keeping your breath going and your heart pumping, and you don't necessarily have to have a formal exercise routine. Now I want to go ahead and share my conversation with Jenny and Ellen.
I am here with Ellen Feldman-Ornato and Jenny Drescher from the Boulder Company. I have been working diligently to get these ladies together with me to talk ever since we met at Angel Johnstone's Constructing Confidence Workshop. They did a brief improv workshop with us, the ladies that were at the conference, and it was a snippet of the longer full-day workshops that they do, and I had so much fun that I had to have them on, and I begged them to let me come to their next workshop, which we're going to also talk about. Let me just quickly say that the Boulder Company is the catalyst for the lasting behavioral change that empowers businesses to thrive. The Boulder Company connects individuals to themselves, to each other, and to the futures of their organizations. They combine fully experiential, improvisational-based learning with grounded, outcomes-focused content to produce lasting behavioral change. And that all sounds really professional and cool, but I have to tell you that these ladies are also fun. How are you today?
Awesome. We're doing great. Thank you so much for inviting us to chat today.
Yes, I really couldn't wait to share you. And the crazy thing in talking about small worlds is that Ellen and Dory met at the Connecticut Entrepreneur Awards. Dory said, hey, we have to get these ladies on. And before we even had a chance to connect on that, Angel's Workshop came up and I met you two and went, oh, I want to get you on the show. And Ellen's like, wait, is that Dory's show? And so, yeah, clearly we were meant to work together and to be friends. So you actually have your next executive influence event coming up very quickly. Next Wednesday, the 23rd, right? And that's at the Chrysalis Learning Center in Hartford.
Yes.
So, and you do still have room in that event. So I'm just going to say it right now. If you're listening to this and if you have an opportunity to get in on this, do it because this is incredible. So tell us a little bit about what happens at the event and how you got started doing this, all that fun stuff.
Well, the May 23rd Executive Influence event is, we are so excited about it. This is going to be, this is Jenny, by the way, since those two sometimes we sound alike. It's sort of a culmination of many important parts of our journey so far. We're working with our good friend and colleague, a woman named Kat Coppett. She's from Schenectady, New York. She runs a company called Coppett & Company. And so we've partnered with her. And together we are producing a full-day experiential workshop that's really geared towards helping emerging and established leaders really step into a whole new way of being present with other people. We're going to have real-time exercises that involve how much of a great listener can you truly become? How do you increase your ability to really respond to what's in front of you in the moment with presence, with confidence, with taking other people into consideration? Authentic connection doesn't just happen. So the whole workshop is designed to work the skills and the muscles and the awareness around what makes that possible, because embodying leadership is an action. It's a thing we do, not necessarily a thing we just talk about or read about in good leadership books. So we're jazzed about it. It's going to go all day. We start bright and squirrely at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to have a ton of fun throughout the whole day all the way up until 4 o'clock. So it's really a working session with a whole lot of play and laughter thrown in.
Yeah, and I'm planning to be there, and I can't tell you how excited I am to have the full Jenny and Ellen treatment on that day. So tell us how you got started with this. Where did the Boulder Company come from?
Well, our genesis story starts with two entrepreneurs who were running separate businesses. Jenny had a going concern, a coaching company working with individuals mostly, and she was doing facilitation as well of other people's content in corporate settings. This is Ellen. I've been a corporate trainer since 1995, starting in, I started primarily with diversity and inclusion, and then along the way added more skills and got into leadership training in the early 2000s. And so I had a full-time training company. Jenny was doing coaching and training. And we've been friends for 15 years. And she called me one day and said, I saw this improv troupe out in Litchfield, and they're offering a class in Hartford. Do you want to take a class on physical improv? Which literally, we went into the class, and they had us pretend that we were file cabinets and parts of a machine and robots. And it was way too much fun for one night. We went down the rabbit hole deep on learning about improvisation, becoming students of improvisation as a skill set for theater, right? And then we performed in the first ever Hartford Improv Festival, and we performed in the next year's Improv Festival. And, you know, we took lots of classes along the way. And Jenny still performs in two different improv troupes, so I'll toot her horn a little bit. She's got a group called BOOP, B-O-O-P, exclamation point. And they appear at CT Improv in Hartford, and then she's also part of the Happier Valley Family Troupe up in Western Massachusetts. But early in when we were taking improv classes for theater, Jenny found something called the Applied Improvisation Network. And she called me and she said, I just registered for this conference in Austin, Texas called the Applied Improvisation Network. Want to come? At which point I said, of course, yes, let's go, not knowing really what it was and not really understanding how much it could inform the work that I was doing as a facilitator. I noticed, because you start to notice when you take just straight up improv classes, that it definitely makes you a better listener. It makes mm-hmm. you more in tune to the people in the room. You get more comfortable being seen and you get more comfortable making mistakes, but I still hadn't quite connected the dots in terms of how improv was helping me in my work as a professional trainer. You did that right away.
I did, yeah. I like to say that I became, so the distinction here that Ellen is highlighting is really critical, because there are a lot of theatrical and comedic improvisation folks out there, wonderful, brilliant, fun performers who go out on stage and, you know, play make-em-ups and crack the audience up all night long. And that's the theater side of improvisation. Then there's this thing that we do is called applied improvisation, where we take all the skill sets and the ideas and the principles and the mindset and apply it in other places, because it's so effective as a tool for learning and for bringing people together and for, I mean, there are endless applications for the work. But when we started doing improvisation, which was probably, I don't know, 8 years ago, maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. I immediately started using it in coaching, because what I recognized was, oh my gosh, this works. It helps people become much more elastic. And then no one really, I think she actually, the funny thing about her is I think she was using it more than she knew she was.
Yeah, I think I probably was too.
Well, and I think the reason why I'm so fascinated is that our stories are almost like mirror images of each other. I have always been an actress and a singer and a performer, taken lots of classes and different stuff, and actually improv was one of the harder areas for me because of a lack of confidence, because of this, you know, need for a script and to be told what to do. And but then I sort of by accident went into teaching theater, because I could make money doing that, and very few actresses make any money at all. And that was sort of accidental. And then little by little started to realize all the ways that it helps in life. And one of the things that became my mission many years ago was to really be an advocate for arts and theater education, because of the fact that it gives children and adults those life skills, you know, that it's not about being on stage and performing, it can be, but that it's about, like everything you said, you know, being more comfortable in your own skin, not being afraid to speak in front of, having more confidence in yourself. It actually helps people with certain brain functions and connecting dots, it, you know, in your different learning. You know, kids who do arts in school actually get better grades. And I've actually for a long time been really fascinated with these applications for that kind of work. And so meeting you guys almost seemed like this synergistic thing for me on a personal level, just because it's been, I've gotten into different kinds of coaching. And as a health coach now, I started to realize how my theatrical skills really come into play with that. So it's not just when I teach theater and other things too. So it's really wonderful when you can start to figure out how your skills translate into other areas.
That's very well put, actually. I appreciate the way you framed that, because it's really true. The arts, everything we learn from the arts does map directly into all parts of life. I mean, we're not robots. It's interesting, because we get a lot of requests in our work some of our specialty areas include emotional intelligence, unconscious bias, and helping people with networking and presentation skills. So if you look at any of those skills, and you look at the intersection of those skills with really technically oriented or science-oriented work, there's a huge gap there. You've got a lot of folks who are wonderful at the technical side of what they do, and they really need a lot of help and additional training in the people side of it. I mean, that's not news, but it's one of the areas where the application of improvisation principles and then the blending of really critical functions like emotional intelligence or unconscious bias really feeds into their ability to bring their whole selves to their work in a different way and really connect with other people and not just have to be functioning from everything is data.
Right.
And also, this is one again, one of the things that we know from working, whether it's with doctors or it's working with people who sell electrical parts or it's working with people in technical capacities, is they spend a ginormous amount of time in their heads.
Mm.
And the extent to which they have an active fantasy life in their heads and they go inside constantly to think, every time they go inside to think, it takes them out of being present with others. And
right.
So putting them in a circle and giving them an exercise from improvisation that requires them, you know, for example, we might say, name 7 things you can do with a toothbrush on Mars. And then we just go 1 and they have to give an answer. It's like when they first start doing that, first of all, can you get the answer right? Something to do with the toothbrush on Mars?
Probably not. I mean, I would say there's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer. There's no right answer. But that the amount of time that it takes folks to come up with any answer is astounding when we first start working with them. If they're more technical, if they're more analytical, if they're more diagnostic in nature, they really like to put the pieces and parts together inside their heads before they start to speak.
Wow, that's really...
So that whole getting people into a place where they're more spontaneous and comfortable saying something, even though they don't know if they're right, gives them access to really listening to other people, taking ideas and playing with them, not worrying so much about whether they're right or wrong, and getting more involved in ideation and appreciation of other people's ideas and concepts, right? Because if we're doing quote-unquote brainstorming and I make a suggestion and you're one of those people who goes way into your head and doesn't necessarily understand the distinction between that and staying present in the conversation, as soon as I make a suggestion, I've lost you.
Right.
Brainstorming, you're critiquing, analyzing, and starting to make sculpture out of the dough I just gave you. Instead of leaving the dough in the middle of the room and asking questions about the dough, you're already sculpting. And it's not that it's wrong, because it's how our brains function, but that period of time that you go away from being present leaves you out of the generative part of the conversation.
Oh, totally. Excellent.
Right.
I'm going to take this moment where we're taking a breath to just quickly pause and thank our sponsors for the day. But we're going to continue to talk about this really fascinating subject.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out to our great sponsors, Safety Bags, StadiumBags.com, and Tracy's Healthy Habits, and to share a grieving father's thoughts in support of his kind campaign to raise awareness of the tragedies that bullying can lead to.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched StadiumBags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in 4 colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at StadiumBags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Do you have health goals you can't reach? Tried and failed every plan or gained back what you lost? Every diet works while you follow it, but until you are more mindful of your habits and relationship to nutrition and fitness, you will never maintain a healthy weight. Imagine reaching optimal health, high energy, free and easy breathing, and maybe less time with doctors and medications. I lost 75 pounds 4 years ago and became a certified health coach to pay forward the habits of health. Contact me at tracyshealthyhabits@gmail.com for a free no-obligation health assessment. We will explore your goals and what optimal health looks like for you. If you are a good fit for our program, My coaching is always free. Become the best you you can be at Tracy's Healthy Habits. That's TRACIS Healthy Habits at gmail.com.
Fly high, my angel. These are four words I never thought I'd have to say about my daughter. As the father of three beautiful daughters, I thought everything was perfect. Samantha, Juliana, and Amelia were my life. Depression, caused by relentless bullying, ate at my daughter, Juliana. On January 8th of this year, she took her life. Bullying has consequences, and I really don't want any other family to have to go through this. It's an epidemic that has to be rectified. Fly high, my angel, Juliana. You're always in my heart.
Join them on Facebook, Juliana Caraturo Kind Campaign. That's JULIANNACARRATURO-KIND-CAMPAIGN. Thank you.
And I'm back with Jenny and Ellen so that we can hear more about all this incredible stuff that they do and these ways that we can become more present in conversations and more active in a leadership role. Ladies, tell me, I know that this executive influence workshop is only one of the workshops that you offer. What are some of the other ways that you work with people?
Well, we work directly with corporations, not large nonprofits. Small companies that don't have in-house HR and training is really an ideal client for us because we can come in. You know, we're not quote-unquote just trainers. We actually come in and do a deep needs analysis with the company to figure out what their needs are in terms of the development of their people. We have some well-developed programs, and we also have assets outside of our company and our body of knowledge to really be able to help them with their full development spectrum within a company.
Oh, great. Wow.
Yeah. So we have some specialties. And, for example, when we worked with a company recently, they wanted us to run a program called From Transactions to Relationships. It's a company that has a very large outside sales force as well as some retail locations. And so there were a lot of different pieces and parts that we put into that program and rolled in things like effective delegation and effective listening and being in the moment and how to engage with customers and how to ask the next question. And so, you know, even though you wouldn't say that our programs are necessarily sales-oriented, they're 100% appropriate in sales organizations.
Right.
And, you know, what I thought was really interesting about working with that client was that where they actually came to us was that they had one of their people, I think it was an assistant manager at one of the stores who was gunning to become a store manager, but he could barely speak up. He struggled to be able to connect with people and have conversations that were meaningful, that would, you know, that were both of service to the customer and in service to the company. Like he was so shy and so unable to do that. And so he came to us because he found a class that we were running at the time. We were running a class on public speaking at the time. And by the time he got done with a full 4 weeks of intensive work with us in this class, he was able to go into any number of situations that he wouldn't go into before and start conversations. So, and that wasn't necessarily, you know, I need to learn how to sell. It was, I need to learn how to speak up. And that happens a lot inside organizations. There are a lot of situations where people need to be able to say, you know, a leader will come to us and say, I really need my people to take ownership of what they're doing and how they're doing it. I can't be putting out fires every 5 minutes. My people need to be developing more of their skill set so that they can be more self-managing and more self-directed and more at ease with one another, so that instead of having to depend all the time on intervention from other people, they know how to actually work out their own problems and they know how to find their own business. You know, I mean, so it's sort of an inadvertent and indirect approach to business development and sales. Because once you start to build the skills, then the skills can be applied anywhere. You can apply them in your team. You can apply them to your own leadership development. You can apply them to sales. You can apply them to recruitment. I mean, it's interesting. The millennial generation, you know, they want to do meaningful work with people who can make a difference. So you have to have ambassadors for your brand who can say, yeah, man, this is the cool work we're doing in the world. So
a lot, and what Jenny is pointing to in part is some of the focus in our work on storytelling, you know, and not like the Moth Radio Hour storytelling, but more like one of our clients is a very large national nonprofit organization, and they have maybe 6 staff, and then they have a couple hundred volunteers in the state. And so each one of those individuals is empowered to be an ambassador for the brand, but the question is when they go out into the community, do they talk about facts and figures like we offer this service, this service, this service, or do they say the reason that I came to this organization is because I was looking for support in this area of my life, and here's what I found. I got help with this, this, and this, and as a result of being treated so well and learning so much through my association here, I decided to become a volunteer. That's a very different conversation, and it's much more enrolling.
Right.
So how do we help organizations, nonprofits particularly, build capacity within their ranks so that the people who are volunteering, the people who are on their boards and representing their organizations are better ambassadors for the real power and work that those organizations do in the world, right? In a for-profit business, it's why are my widgets different than his widgets? You know, what is it, what we bring to the table, whether it's quality, whether it's, you know, how on point our customer service is, and do I have a story to back that up that is from my experience with the company that I know will compel somebody to make a choice to choose us instead of them?
Very, very cool. Listen, I could have this conversation literally all day, but I think for today we're going to just make sure that people know how to find you, make sure that people know that there's a few different ways to digest the information. In fact, I want to tell people, if you are not available May 23rd, I am seeing that this same exact workshop is happening again on June 6th in Albany, New York. So depending on where you are, that might be another option. I also see that you have a 4-week course called Step Up and Lead. So it's not an all-day thing. It's a shorter. So is that just a breakdown of the executive influence, or is it a completely different type of workshop?
I would say it builds on, but it's much more targeted. So Step Up and Lead, we'll probably have 20 to 25 people in the room. The executive influence. The Step Up and Lead class is intended to be smaller and much more personalized. We're doing it in 2-hour chunks of time at the end of the workday, and we're going to focus on 4 specific areas for them that include listening, engagement, emotional intelligence, and
influence and delegation.
So that's much more intended towards somebody who's an emerging leader or somebody who's an existing leader who is aware that they need to build some skill sets that would help them to get to the next level within their company.
Right. So why don't you go ahead and let us know your website so people can go and check out these different things. I see that the next time Step Up and Lead happens is 4 weeks, going from May 31st through June 28th from 4 to 6 p.m., also in Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah. And the website is www.theBoulderCompany.com. So everything is all spelled out. theBoulderCompany.com.
Exactly.
And I absolutely encourage everybody to check these out and try to get to one of these ASAP, because really it can be completely life-changing, especially if you're someone, as you said, I can just picture people nodding their heads as you talk about, you know, needing to go inside and figure stuff out before you speak up. so I think that's a big, huge skill for people to learn. Jenny and Ellen don't know this yet, but my brain has been just racing ever since I met them about how, you know, we can come up with either a brief little corner or some ways to just get them more involved in keeping all of us educated on the ways that we can become smarter about these things in our lives, because it's just, in, as I said, it is my life too, but I just find it so important.
Well, we're always delighted to help people become bolder.
Yes.
Yes, become bolder. Let's become bolder and confidence together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. So before we wrap this up, anything else you that you wanted to let people know that we haven't said yet?
No, I don't think so.
If folks go to our website and they have questions, they can always send us an email. They can do hello@theBoulderCompany.com, and we will be sure to get back to them. They can find us on LinkedIn, and they can find us on Facebook, and they can find us, I don't know, on Instagram. And that.
Find us everywhere.
We're on all the media social things.
Excellent. And we'll definitely make sure that all those links are up on our site as well.
Thank you.
And just to make sure that I'm understanding this correctly, so you give out these public workshops, but then also you can go in and work with any company privately, where you go in and work with them specifically and would give either something similar to these same workshops but within their own group, or even tailor a workshop to very specifically what that company needs. Do I have that right?
All that.
Yep.
And a bag of chips.
All that and
a,
yep,
bag of chips. Woo!
Much more. Lots of chips. All the chips.
Yes. We love doing custom corporate work. It really is what floats our boat, is getting into an organization, getting in deeply enough so that we understand how to help the people who are already there become bolder versions of themselves, so that they can go out and engage in the world in a much more empowered way for their company.
Great. Excellent. Ladies, such a pleasure speaking to you. I can't wait to see you on the 23rd. And hopefully we'll have you back soon.
Be sure to register at Eventbrite, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Make it a great day.
You too.
You too.
Such great stuff from the Boulder Company. Really hoping to have them back to give us more information on how to really get those leadership skills going, raise our confidence, and be better at everything that we do. We have some really exciting shows coming up. This Thursday, the 17th, we're going to spotlight a few more products, the Feeding Friend Nursing Pillow and Pilates on Fifth. It's an online yoga workout. And next week, we're doing the Week of the Family. And we're doing an Author's Alley on Monday the 21st with Faith Clark. She's written a book called Parenting Like a Ninja. She's an autism mom herself and a coach on how women can continue to have a career and have a life even when they have a severely autistic child. Our business spotlight on the 22nd will be Luisa Fuentes from the Fraser Firm. She's a family attorney specializing in domestic violence cases. And then on Thursday the 24th, Dory had a conversation with Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully and David Caraturo, who has been sharing with us the consequences of bullying and how his beautiful daughter Juliana took her own life this past January as a result of being relentlessly bullied. And then we get back to Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton on Memorial Day on the 28th. Yes, there will be a show. We can't skip our Music Mondays. And Positively Entertaining will be bringing us another one of Beth's great positive people. So please remember to be happy, be healthy, and most important, to be yourself. Remember to make it a great day. Together we can make a difference.